Most of the people in this room now are younger than I am. So you have to sit through somebody older talking about things that you don't remember for a minute, though. Because 20, it's over 20 years, as Lois said, since I first came here, and the occasions have been very memorable to me, and there have been some memorable introductions, I mean, that I will never forget, and audiences that were simply incredible, just remarkable occasions, and it's always a joy to come back to. Come back to here, and always to find such a richness of people who care that much about poetry. This is something that's been made by the Poetry Center and the people who work there, all of them. And it seems, we don't have any name in English for 2 decades, for 20 years. Well, if we do, I don't know it. The score, yes, but that's a score of years, you see. Sure, but all right, let's say a score. A score of years. It's a very remarkable thing to feel that cycle is something now that we have to celebrate, that it's come to an end. And I want to read, and there's so many friends in the audience, and I remember things that they've told me about things that I've written. And I want to read, I want to go back and read some poems from earlier, from the time when I was reading the first time here. But move rather fast in chronological order so that I can finish with some poems that have not been in the book yet. I want to go back to a poem, in fact, that was written in the late 50s, well before I came here, but it's one that, for some reason, keeps coming up recently. And it was a poem that was written when the first Sputnik went up in the what wasn't that yet called the space race. There, A.P. Herbert wrote a little poem about this event, too. And the odd thing is that the feeling about the event in A.P. Herbert's poem and in mine were not so very different. His went, and I remember the whole thing. He said, "I have not seen it, and I will not try. I don't approve of garbage in the sky," he said. This one is called Under the Old One. Helpless improver, grown numerous and clever rather than wise or loving, nothing is newer than ever under the sun. Still specious, wanton, venal, your noises as dull and smiles self-flattering as was usual under any heaven. How often before this you went on knees to moons of your own making, abject with no peace under the old one.